So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
You know, I'm just very grateful for this organization. You know, just like last year, coming off the season I had, I wasn't really happy. And, I wanted to prove myself and just get an opportunity. And they gave me that opportunity. And, I'm very appreciative of how much, they value me to give me an extension. And, I just want to show them how much it means to me, how much this organization means to me by the way I work and what I do on the field.
That's Derrick Henry, of course, getting his extension. At his age, I mean, that's the big question. If he's a few years younger, nobody's talking about, hey, is it worth it? But after right. Saquon got what he got, and you saw what Derrick Henry did last year, and there's no reason to think that he's going to take a step back now when you're looking at the physicality. Because it's weird. Some of the bigger guys, those are the ones you usually see break down sooner. Like Eddie George was a big running back. He hit the wall and hit the wall hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd too to look at some of these guys. Like you can literally go from being, remember Dalvin Cook was the number one running back in football at one point, and then we were making fun of the Cowboys for picking him up, and then the Ravens picked him up off the scrap heap. Not that never far removed from being that guy. It happens quickly.
And what do you do here?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And I was Seminole.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of his.
Yeah.
He did nothing.
And you look at his brother James wanting to get paid up there, and the Bills going, I saw what happened to your brother, man. I don't know if this is something we got to worry about. I just think Derrick Henry is a different animal here when it comes down to it. He takes unbelievable care of his body. But when you're a big upright runner, you take a lot of hits, right?
Yeah.
He's going to give a lot of punishment and receive it. And at some point, what typically happens is it gets harder and harder to heal. You know, like it takes longer and longer. And then that's when the... I always talk about the quality of life when you're playing and realizing what you can and can't do, those things. But look, I love the fact they signed him to an extension. I think when people are saying that running back's dead and the position doesn't matter, I understand it to a degree, and I'm not saying I totally disagree with it. But you have to look at certain circumstances and say, this guy doesn't fall into that mold. He's different. Mm-hmm. Because if you always do that, you're just going to pass up on running backs and think you can draft some guy in the fourth round and make it. And what happens when you look at the Cowboys last year? They had zero running game. Zero. And then you can't Frauds. Expect to win when you see that? Fraudulent. It's like your Knicks. But no, Ed, you got to be happy that he's coming back. Were you concerned at all at the money they gave him?
No.
Me either.
Absolutely not. I mean, are you kidding me? And look, I was like the only guy who was really happy he was coming. People were like, oh, he's great, but he's there, I don't know if he had anything in the tank. And I don't know what they were looking at because he was second in the NFL in rushing behind McCaffrey when he got here, at that age. But I mean, I'm excited he came. He was exciting to watch. I cannot wait for this season with him. I don't wear jerseys anymore because I'm too flipping old. I may buy a Derrick Henry jersey.
Hey, why not? My favorite thing about Derrick Henry, though, and if you've followed him, you know this, just go look at his high school stats. Do you know what he did in 48 career games in high school? 4 years, varsity, all 4 years at Yulee.
Yeah.
He had 12,124 yards.
Really?
He averaged 8.7 yards per carry. That's 252.6 yards per game. He had 153 touchdowns. He had
153 touchdowns.
He had 55 touchdowns in his senior year and ran for 4,261 yards.
Yeah.
What is that? That can't be real. Like that's, was he playing against middle school kids?
Well, I was thinking about it when you brought this in high school. I couldn't imagine being like a linebacker in high school facing Derrick Henry. Like, okay.
They don't have it for his freshman year, but his long TDs. In 2010, his longest was 75. 2011, 90. 2012, 80. Like, here's his touchdowns, and tell me he didn't get better year after year. Like, in his freshman year, he ran for 2,465 yards and 26 touchdowns. That's a freshman in high school, guys. Like, think about when you were a freshman. Oh. I was a late bloomer, so I was 4'10" going into high school.
Really?
He'd have worn my ass like a cape. Hanging on to him. I mean, I was 140 pounds wet and wearing boots. Yeah. Not my freshman year. I'd say maybe when I started to mature a little bit, sophomore going into junior year. Yeah, I was all skin and bones. But you look at this, and then the next year, here it is. It got a little bit better. 27.88 as far as yards go and 38 touchdowns. And then he took a dip in the yards per game and the touchdowns. Went up at 34 touchdowns, 2,610. And as I said, his senior year. That looks like if I told you a quarterback in his senior year threw for 4,261 yards and 55 touchdowns, you would call me insane. A running back did that. How is that even possible? Anyway, I'll get away from this, but it is funny when you start going back through it and you look at his high school numbers, and then at Alabama, they just didn't, he had 28 touchdowns his last year at Alabama. When you see a player like that, I don't know how you pass him up if you need a running back, even in the first round. Like, if Ashton Jonte becomes what everybody thinks he can become, you're going to tell me that's not a difference maker? Was or was not Saquon Barkley a difference maker for the Eagles?
Difference maker? The very most important guy in the team.
See, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, again, I understand the running backs don't matter because of when you're talking about getting them in the draft and overpaying for them, but there are times that it will. So, and I think Derrick Henry is one of those guys, clearly. So I have no issue with what they did, and I still think he can run for a couple more years. I'm not going to be shocked, though, if all of a sudden we start watching and it's like, all right, I think we know it's time now. Because most of the guys in this league have to be pulled off the field. Very few of them look at it and go, all right, it's time to go.
Yes.
And when you're Derrick Henry and you have as much success as you had last year, and if you have similar success next year, and he's going to have a nose for the end zone because of his size, I mean, he might end up having a career like Jerome Bettis, where at the end, he's a glorified touchdown runner. You know what I mean? Like, he's your goal line guy if he wants to do that. I don't know if he wants to be that. Mm-hmm. But we're not even close to that yet. I still think there's a lot of longevity here. Curtis Martin did it for a long time, so there are some exceptions to the rule.
It's a Jet.
And a Patriot, right? Jet and Patriot?
It's unimportant.
Okay, sorry. Not important. It's crappy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.